Culture.
World in a dish. God of the Greek kitchen. How moussaka made it into the pantheon of Greek gastronomy.
In 1821, Greek revolutionaries rose up against the Ottomans, setting off years of bloodshed that culminated in the creation of a free state in 1829. On March the 25th each year, Greeks celebrate Independence Day with parades and abundant feasts of bakalyaros skoldalia, delicately battered cod with garlic dip. And yet it is moussaka, sloppy squares of richly flavoured mince, potatoes, aubergines and indulgent bechamel sauce that many consider Greece's national dish. Its entry into the pantheon of Greek gastronomy came about a century after Greek independence. The country's embrace of the dish is a lesson in how traditions are forged and how a nation's cuisine evolves. Nikolaos Tselementes is considered the godfather of Greek moussaka. In the 1920s, he published the first complete Greek cookbook, Othigos Maliarikis, Cooking Guide, which included 6 recipes for moussaka. His creations contain none of the pungent flavours hitherto used by Greek cooks, such as bay leaf and cinnamon. These were contamination from nearly 4 centuries of Ottoman rule, Tselementes wrote. He hated garlic and, unusually for a Greek, olive oil. The chefs of antiquity had not tossed cumin or other Eastern spices into their pots, he said. His efforts to bake politics into food were successful. Othigos Maliarikis became a staple of wealthy urban kitchens and the word Tselementes synonymous with a recipe book for a while. By tapping into patriotism and Hellenizing the hearth, Tselementes revolutionized Greek cuisine. Not all foreign influences were anathema. Like many culinary contemporaries, Tselementes was besotted with French gastronomy. This may have been what inspired him to coat his moussakas in velvety bechamel. His Gallic Greek creations also featured aubergine, as well as fried courgette and, in winter, artichoke. The French gratin, a vegetable casserole enveloped in white sauce and breadcrumbs, was a more likely source of inspiration than versions of moussakas cooked in the Middle East, says Aglaia Cremesi, a food writer. As chefs and food historians seek to revive lost recipes and resurrect culinary traditions, moussaka proves that authenticity is an elusive concept in food. Cultures have long borrowed from one another, and gastronomy is all the richer for it. A dish ripe for reinvention is also more likely to endure. Tselementes' moussaka is still served in taverners around the world. Nowadays, there is no single way to prepare it. A restaurant in eastern Corfu bakes crayfish between layers. In Britain, cooks might chuck in roast goose. Lo and behold, the goussaka. As for the bechamel, it is best kept light by whipping tangy yogurt with olive oil. If he knew, Tselementes would be whipped into a frenzy.